It's been one of the most divisive development projects in Tasmania in decades. Now the Gunns pulp mill has hit its biggest problem yet, with the company behind it going into voluntary administration. The banks backing the controversial timber company will no longer allow it the necessary funds to keep running. But the Tasmanian Premier is insisting the pulp mill project isn't dead yet. In Hobart, Martin Cudahy reports.
From 19th century beginnings to ASX darling to broke. The timber company Gunns started as a family building business in 1875. It moved into sawmilling at the turn of the century and then went public in the 1980s. Financial analyst Matthew Terenius.
The company was riding high on the back of very good wood chip sales, also investments in the MIS sector.
But more recently, the timber business has struggled. With a high Australian dollar and collapsing markets, Gunns has been in a trading halt for 6 months.
We've seen the collapse virtually of the managed investment sector schemes, and really since about 2008 they've been struggling, and this is I suppose the final nail in the coffin.
The company posted an announcement on the stock exchange a short time ago.
The lender group has informed the company that the lenders will not permit the company to retain further funds which are necessary to meet the operational and working capital requirements of the business.
Gunns has been trying to restructure, but now that won't be happening.
The company is unable to continue trading, and the directors are in the process of appointing an administrator. That appointment is expected to be made shortly.
Gunns says it's disappointed and, in a potentially worrying sign, expresses its gratitude to the company's employees. The news quickly reached Tasmania's State Parliament. In a fiery question time this morning, the Premier Lara Giddings told the Parliament the demise is a sad reflection of the timber industry in Tasmania.
Well, the reality is what's happening to Gunns is an example of what's happening to many Tasmanian businesses. And what's happening to those businesses is affecting our own forestry, Tasmania, Mr. Speaker.
But Lara Giddings insists the pulp mill project is not finished yet.
This does not mean that the pulp mill project itself is dead. And in fact, I would say to people, be very careful about dancing on the grave, Mr. Speaker, because the fact is the resource still exists. The fact is the proposal still exists.
The chief economist with the Bank of America Merrill Lynch is Saul Eslake. He's a proud Tasmanian and says it's more bad news for his home state's economy.
Well, the Tasmanian economy has experienced a contraction in final demand in four of the last 5 quarters, and the unemployment rate has risen by almost 2 percentage points since August last year, both of which would characterise the definitions that many economists would use to delineate a recession, even if they don't precisely fulfil the commonly used yardstick of consecutive quarters of falls in gross product. In circumstances like that, it's not unusual for companies to run into sometimes very severe financial difficulties.
But he says the ramifications will probably be more psychological than economical.
It has been such a prominent player in the Tasmanian economy, in Tasmanian corporate life, its demise will be noted and it will have a psychological impact. But as I say, because this company has been downscaling its presence in the Tasmanian economy for some years now, and many of the decisions that have been taken over that time have had a gradual impact rather than a sudden one.
That's economist Saul Eslake, ending that report by Martin Cudahy.